Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX Newsroom.
Before we do that, before we visit with the KMOX Newsroom, we need to give away 1 4-pack of tickets for the premiere of Soul on Fire, which is the John O'Leary movie that we have been talking about. It's at Ronnie's Cinema October 2nd. We have a 4-pack of tickets. We need caller number 5 to the contest line at 314-955-1120. That's 955-1120. This is part of our 100 Acts of Kindness. Jerry Kelly, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical. So we are very much looking forward to October 2nd. This 4-pack of tickets, it's there for you to try to win right now. Do not worry if you miss out here. We will still have one more opportunity for those tickets before the show is over. And my act of kindness for the day is to admit a mistake.
Yes, go ahead, Ronch.
I said that Sean Malone was joining us at 11:30.
You did. I heard you.
I lied. He's joining us right now.
This is
because
why fake news.
Because Sean, our KMOX reporter, is a wonderful KMOX reporter, and he cannot keep his nose out of my sheriff's business.
And that's the
so,
job.
So what? Why are you trying to get my sheriff fired? So tell
feels
us what
bit,
you.
Is it a witch hunt, Ronch?
It feels like a real gotcha here, Sean.
Well, I'm not the one doing the legal investigating. I'm not the one that indicted him on the misdemeanor charges, and I certainly have not filed the quo warranto against him. You know, I'm barely qualified to pronounce the word.
I did well.
I got Catherine Hanaway, the new attorney general, said she was, you know, my first interview with her, impressed that I pronounced it correctly. And we've said that word a lot around here of late.
So what has Sheriff Alfred Montgomery done this time?
Well, right now he's playing defense against the city. So to backtrack, on Friday, the Board of Aldermen passed a bill that, you know, he had been against for some time that put into law what the role of the sheriff is in the city. Most of it he agreed with, but the one glaring thing that he has been fighting against is that it is his duty to transport detainees in need of medical care, including emergency medical care. This has been a long practice of the sheriff's department going back decades. Previous sheriffs have used that practice as leverage to get more budget, a larger budget, so they could hire more deputies. But Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and his legal team says there is no legal obligation for them to do this. And now, after this was signed on or passed by the Board of Aldermen on Friday, it was signed yesterday by the mayor into law. They acted very quickly to try to strike this down, even if temporarily. They filed a lawsuit against it, including asking for a temporary restraining order. There will be a hearing on that tomorrow morning. Now, on Friday, I spoke with David Mason, the sheriff's attorney, about, you know, their reaction and response to this bill being passed. And one of the things he talked about was how they have struggled, or they don't have the manpower, he says, to adequately protect the courthouses while also transporting detainees, even though this is something that has been done by previous sheriffs that have not been as well-staffed as Sheriff Alfred Montgomery Sheriff's Department is. Like, to his credit, he's got them nearly to budgeted strength. He said 100% before. His attorneys have since backtracked and said it's not 100%, but it's pretty close. They're doing a good job in staffing compared to a lot of other departments in the city, including the City Justice Center. And now that there's a little more settled leadership in the City Justice Center, Nate Hayward just came in from the county. I just had a chance to speak with him on Monday about how has the jail handled things, in particular with how short-staffed they are, now that the duty is falling on them when the sheriff continues to refuse, as he did on Friday five times, to transport detainees in need of emergency medical care. And it's been a struggle for them. He talked about, to provide some context on their staffing shortages, they're looking to hire about 40 correction officers to get up to budgeted strength. So they're short a couple dozen compared to where they should be. And on Friday, with the five detainees that needed to be transported and stayed at the hospital through the weekend, that required 10 correctional officers to transport those detainees and be watching them at the hospital. And that's not just like 10 altogether. That is 10 at any given moment in time, because they're in the hospital around the clock. They're not in the hospital 9 to 5 and that's it. Everybody gets to go home. You need people to watch them overnight as well. So on Friday and through the weekend, he told me how they royally struggled to calling everyone that was off duty, all hands on deck, basically trying to get people to come in. And this is the repercussions that the city is dealing with them having to take on the responsibility of transporting the detainees, is the already short-staffed jail is now struggling even further when you take 10 correctional officers off the board for them to have watching the detainees inside the jail.
Just as a quick note here, so the correctional officers, they are officers under the supervision of Sheriff Montgomery or of the St. Louis Police?
The St. Louis City Justice Center. Correctional officers in the Department of Public Safety are who oversees them. These are just the people at the jail. So it's key to remember that it's unique in St. Louis City where the sheriff is not in charge of the jail. The city operates the jail. And so that's where this weird gray area comes in, where the sheriff, there's nothing in the law that says it's his responsibility, at least currently, not including the bill that just passed. There's nothing in the law that says it is his responsibility to transport the detainees, but it's just kind of been the commonly accepted practice for many, many years at this point.
You know, listening to all of the tumult surrounding the sheriff's office, and we're constantly learning what he's not in charge of, and then what he does seem to be in charge of seems to be rather frivolous with the golf carts and a new SUV. So why, again, does the city of St. Louis even have the sheriff's office? It feels superfluous at this point.
Their job is to protect the courthouses, and that's something that Judge Mason said to me that they would have a hard time doing if they have to continue this emergency medical transportation. And again, they're staffed up way better than the City Justice Center is right now. You know, they are, to their credit, asking for a larger budget. When the budget cycle came around a few months ago, they asked for a larger budget so they could hire more deputies to handle the transportation. But again, his predecessor handled this. Vernon Betts did this. Now, there was some issue between Betts and the judges for a bit about whether or not the courthouses were adequately being protected. But you would think with the additional hires that Sheriff Montgomery was able to make by raising the base salary, the starting salary for these deputies, they would be able to do both, you would think. But Judge Mason says he can't. And, you know, he had some pretty harsh criticism of the Board of Aldermen when I talked to him, saying that he doesn't think the Board of Aldermen will care about whether or not the courthouses are adequately secure by the sheriff's department and their deputies until a juror, a judge, lawyer gets shot.
Yeah.
He said until someone gets shot, he doesn't think they'll care.
Well,
okay. Well,
I mean, it feels like St. Louis getting in its own way again, because we have so many issues facing this city. It feels frustrating that so much energy is being spent on the sheriff right now. Can you tell how much time and energy or distraction this is causing for the mayor or for the Board of Aldermen?
Not as much the mayor right now, but the Board of Aldermen, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are instances where I'm going to talk to one of the aldermen about whatever the latest story coming out of the sheriff's department is. And I mean, you can just read their face and sense the exhaustion coming from them of, you know, they're tired about this same story again and again, the latest drama coming out of this department, and again, happening all in a short period mm-hmm. of time. If you go back to all the different questions about, you know, questionnaire spending of, was this budget item really necessary or could it have waited a year? The quo warranto, detaining deputy director of the City Justice Center, Tammy Ross. This has all happened in under a year. January 1st mm-hmm. is when Sheriff Alfred Montgomery swore in and began his term. We're not even in October yet at this point.
And I think what's so frustrating, too, let's even disregard the issues of crime and the streets and the trash and the potholes and all of that with the city of St. Louis. The city just suffered horrific damage from a tornado in May. And that alone is probably still taking up most of the time for city leaders. You're still looking at those areas. You're looking at displaced people. So to waste any time on the sheriff's nonsense surrounding the office has got to be frustrating for the people in the city.
To provide some good perspective on this, I was shortly after the tornado, I was out of town for wedding and honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So I was somewhat disconnected from the daily news coming out of St. Louis, but I would still see things pop up when, you know, I'm waiting for, I'm waiting around, just checking my phone, seeing what's going on. And the two news stories I saw consistently popping up on my phone and on my social medias, it was the tornado aftermath and it was the sheriff. Those were the two things that were making the headlines consistently for the 2-3 weeks I was out of town.
Well, at least you're busy now.
Yes. It gives us news to cover.
After the famously slow news cycle of the past 10 years?
Yeah, well, I just wanted him to have something to do. All right, so,
Are you going to be at the hearing on Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I got to sign.
The Chris and Amy Show broadcasting temporary restraining order?
The guilt by association. I don't want any of that. It is the...
It's
the,
me.
The one member.
Save my sheriff.
That's
SMS.
Right. Right. He's made it singular. Singular possessive.
We're going to see Ronji with a picket sign outside of the courthouse.
And that's my right.
Do you have your slogan yet?
American citizen.
Do you have your catchy slogan yet?
I don't know. Something about hands off my sheriff. Something like that. I haven't decided. I haven't decided what I want to do.
How about get your greasy fingers off my sheriff?
Should we let the listeners make suggestions?
Yeah, if you would like to give me an idea for my...
What chant Ronji should have or
I'm not
gonna
do a chant.
Write on a sign. No?
I don't want to make too much of a spectacle. I just want to hold up a sign saving our sheriff, Alfred Montgomery.
Well, I can tell you what, our boss is going to want you to make a spectacle because it's good for ratings.
That's right. Keep us posted, though, Sean.
Will do.
We appreciate your reporting, as always.
No problem. Anytime,
Sean
guys.
Malone from the KMOX newsroom. You could follow him here on 104.1 FM KMOX and KMOX.com. We are also at 11:30 now, and this is the reason I lied about Sean being on. Originally, it was going to be 11:30. We've had to pivot. Dr. Robert Melillo will be joining us. He's a neuroscientist, and we're going to talk more about the link or potential link between Tylenol and autism in pregnant women. We'll talk to Dr. Melillo at 11:30 on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Ranj, do you remember the Powerball when it was
$1 billion,
$1.7 billion?
Yeah, we had a winner here in St. Louis. Oh, speaking of winner, Jim from St. Louis won those tickets to see Soul on Fire.
Hey, Jim.
Congratulations, Jim. We got another 4-pack to give away soon. We'll tell you when.
So there was one winner in Missouri, one winner in Texas. Insane that ended up this whole country talking about the $1.7 billion Powerball. It was sold just a stone's throw from KMOX studio in Spanish Lake.
In Spanish Lake.
Unbelievable. So close. Anyway, as of like a few days ago, no one had claimed it. Well, guess what? He showed up.
Mm-hmm.
The winner claimed the prize. So now they're splitting it in half with the Texas guy. And he was asked how he planned on spending the money. And he said, quote, "I'm going to just do me for a year." He said he's a homebody.
Attaboy.
And he said his wife is probably going to quit her job since she doesn't really need to work anymore. And he's a homebody. He wants to stay home, but he said his wife is probably going to drag him out of the house to travel or something.
Well, that's, I mean, you should. And you should quit your job. You should have to quit your job. As I said before, it is selfish to keep your job. If you win the Powerball, if you win, so he's taking home $410 million.
No, I think less, because we forgot to split it in half with the Texas winner. So you split it in half, and then you split it in half again.
Well, the Missouri winner chose the single lump of $410 million, so that's his share. That $410 million is his share, and I believe the taxes, that's before the taxes then.
Yeah, so he's going to get like $200 million. Had
he taken the 30 graduated annual payments, it would have been almost $900 million.
Yes, but that assumes you live. You could get hit by a car tomorrow. You always, like they say, take the lump sum because you're not going to, for all practical purposes, $200 million, $900 million, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Although when we talked to Dave Simons, our financial expert that we've interviewed, he said that one motivating factor for taking the like weekly payments, whatever it may be, is just self-regulation to help you not blow it all in one place.
So
if you're worried about your self-discipline, you can take the annuity.
You do pretty well with $890 million over 30 graduated annual payments. You get paid out once a year.
What are you supposed to do with it? You can't buy a team. You can't build a stadium.
You cannot. No, you can't. You're right. And also, whatever amount of money that is, you know, I can't do the math right now because I'm too stupid. But let's say I was able to figure out the annual payments. All right. That by year 30, it's not going to be as much money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you might as well take the 410.
And in 30 years, you're going to be 100. What are you going to do with it anyway?
Right. I mean,
just take the lump sum.
Yeah, just take the lump. But anyway, congratulations to a person who has apparently chosen to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
We don't know who he is. And that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, it is.
I would not tell anybody.
Although we would know. We would know he either won the lottery or he died because you would just disappear.
Well, no. I would put in my resignation and I would say, listen, this is not about the Powerball. I would totally lie to you.
You better take care of Pam.
Well, yeah, of course. I'll take care of people that I love. So you guys get nothing. That's not okay. True. That's
no,
not
it's
true.
Mutual.
You would get money.
What?
Yeah, I'd give you money.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely would. We could
this
talk about.
This is like the nicest thing you have ever said.
Of course. We would absolutely. There'd be some money that you guys would get.
How much?
$200.
No, it would be enough that it would make a difference for you.
So $300.
I have to. No, I need to think about it. I need to sit down and think about the people who are getting something from me.
You could hire a mathematician from WashU to say, what is the absolute minimum amount to make a difference in Amy's life?
I will absolutely hire somebody from WashU or from SLU. I mean, they've got good mathematicians, I assume, at SLU, too. And what I would do is say, look, I need you to come up with a formula, and you're going to... The question is, how much do I love this person? And if I say on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
Okay, it's like a 7...
How much this person. Yeah.
So like, how much does that person get? So I need them to come up with a formula.
So I will say, even with that amount of money, I was just in Aspen, right? Hiking through. I wasn't like building a community there.
Yeah.
Hiking through. So a house in America, which is currently the most expensive house in the country, in Aspen, $300 million, it hit the market. You couldn't even buy that house.
I couldn't?
No.
That's stupid.
You couldn't even buy the house in Aspen for $300 million.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's not fair, honestly. Anyway, good for this guy. Good for this guy for staying anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Good for his wife for quitting her job because she should. It is selfish to keep your job. That's a job somebody else could have.
Oh, quick note here, go to Twitter, @ChrisAmyKMOX, because mm-hmm. It's Tuesday, it's our question of the week. Which month of the fall is the best? Colonel Ripper says, check with Dave Murray. Weather dudes refer to meteorological seasons, December through February, March through May, June through August, September through November, and that is what we are doing. We're not following the equinoxes.
Because the equinox technically would be the back... Last week of September and the first three weeks of December would be in the fall.
Insanity.
So, and I do believe that October is going to run away with this thing. It is by far the superior month for many, many reasons. But please vote @ChrisAmyKMOX. We appreciate you. When we come back, we are going to talk to Dr. Robert Melillo about Tylenol and... the link between Tylenol and autism, if there is one. We'll find out what the science says from Dr. Melillo. That is next on the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX until 12 o'clock. Then it's the Gas House Gang with Ollie Marmel. It is time to go to the guest line this morning. And there has been a lot of news about Tylenol in the last, almost 48 hours after the president held a press conference yesterday. And the declaration is that pregnant women should not use it because it the belief is that it causes autism in children. And to talk about that with us is a neuroscientist, clinician, and founder of the Melillo Method, which is an approach for treating neurological and developmental disorders, Robert Melillo. Dr. Robert Melillo is with us now on KMOX. Dr. Melillo, we appreciate you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So I guess just your first reaction to the press conference yesterday and what you think of what the declaration is saying now.
Yeah, first, I want to say I think it's good that we're having these conversations, that we're talking about this, that we're recognizing that there has been this tremendous rise in all of these different neurological developmental issues over the past, 2 to 3 decades, and that there are environmental factors that may be playing a role in some of this. So I think that's all good. I think that's a good movement. However, I think, the messaging from yesterday is a bit oversimplified, basically giving people an idea that Tylenol causes autism. You can't really say that. What you can say is there is research that has drawn a correlation between moms who take Tylenol when they're pregnant and an increased risk of ADHD and autism. And so you can say that there may be risk factors, and you maybe want to be aware of that for sure and avoid those risk factors. But, to say that, autism is being caused by Tylenol, that's probably not true.
Yeah, the FDA commissioner, Dr. Marty McCarry, did list 3 specific studies linking Tylenol intake during pregnancy to autism. A couple of them from 2019 and looked at pregnant mothers and their children. The other one was published back in August. And I guess my question is, you said it could be looked at as a risk. Was there a fault in maybe the correlation causation issue that, yes, they may have taken Tylenol, but there might have been other contributing factors?
Sure. I mean, why were they taking Tylenol? Did they have a fever? We know that things like flu virus or something like that actually also is a risk factor for autism in kids. So there's many different factors if there's inflammation in their body. But the problem really is my research. I wrote a book on this in 2013 called Autism, the Scientific Truth, about trying to identify these risk factors and look at prevention, especially from a preconception standpoint. But the main thing is my research is about what is autism in the brain? What is it? What is actually happening? And there's this developmental imbalance and brain asymmetry that certain areas of the brain are overactive and overconnected and other areas are underactive. And you really can't explain that through something like just Tylenol or some sort of toxic insult. There's a lot of other factors like genetic traits that really underlie this.
We have a listener who is writing in asking or saying that in the 1970s, autism was considered rare, that there were maybe 4 or 5 cases per 10,000 kids. Now it's 1 in 33. And my reaction to that is, and my understanding is, well, that's just because we're better at diagnosing it now, not that there's more of it. Would you disagree? Is there more of it? Are those numbers about right?
Yeah, no, I definitely disagree that the fact is, and again, when I was writing my book, I did research on this for a couple of years and really talked to some of the top epidemiologists. So about 50% of the increase from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 31 can be explained by things like improved recognition, changes in diagnostic criteria, expansion of diagnostic criteria, all of those things. But at least 50%, maybe more, is completely unexplained. And if you go to school systems, if you speak with teachers who have been around for 20 years or so, they're going to tell you that many of these children did not exist at this level and that there has been a clear difference. I mean, if you walk around, you go to an airport, and especially children, the fastest growing area is the non-speaking autism, the most severe type. You know, that's not something we miss. You never miss that. And yes, at certain points, there might have been a different diagnosis for it. But for the most part, we are seeing an actual increase in numbers, and that is real. And that's why the only way you can explain that is not through genetics. You have to explain it through environmental and lifestyle factors. But many of these lifestyle factors are the same factors that are causing an epidemic rise of obesity and diabetes and hypertension. Our lifestyle, you know, being very sedentary, we don't eat well, we have a lot of inflammation, there's a lot of immune dysregulation, there's a lot of factors going on. The age of parents now is on average about 15 or 20 years older than it was 20 years ago for first births, especially fathers. So there's many factors that come into play.
How much of a factor is that, having older parents or one of the parents being older?
I think it's a very big factor, actually, because you know, the older we are, the more we accumulate what's called methyl molecules, or the more all of this revolves around something called epigenetics, meaning the environment has an impact on the expression of genes. The most prevalent genes we have, that really 84% of the genes we have, are there just for brain development. And they're the most sensitive genes to what's happening in the environment. And especially the ones that have to do with what we call functional connectivity, that build networks. So anything that alters our metabolism, causes inflammation, stress hormones, can create these methyl molecules that it's like pollution in our body. And the longer we live, the more we develop that, and the more they can attach themselves to genes and basically inhibit them, which can then disrupt the way that they're going to make proteins.
You know, there's so much to this, because you mentioned like the environmental issues that also deal with obesity, ADD, ADHD. We're seeing a rise in a lot of these conditions. I'm having a hard time narrowing it all down because it's such a big topic. But when we look at the average American and then maybe compare them to other countries, whether it be in Asia or in Europe or even like Amish communities within our own country, are we learning anything from those differences between the cultures and societies and what they eat, what they consume, and how they live?
Yeah, I think we're unhealthy as a country. And I think that, you know, again, in Europe, they don't have a lot of these same issues. I mean, autism is all over the world. ADHD is all over the world. But, you know, the obesity and diabetes and some of the other factors, you know, that's, I think, one of the messages of RFK is that, you know, this was on the watch of the CDC. And, you know, how did we become one of the most unhealthy countries when we're supposed to have, you know, we're supposed to be monitoring what's going on? And why is our healthcare system, you know, why do we have, you know, incredible infant mortality rates? You know, all these things are questions that, you know, I think the government agencies, you know, there's some question as to, you know, are there influences from big pharma and on the medical profession? And, you know, we've had a monopoly on traditional medicine, has had a monopoly on healthcare in the United States for over 100 years. And a lot of other countries are more open to homeopathy and chiropractic and and naturopathy and more natural things, and we should have that too.
So what would you tell a mother who, an expecting mother who does have a headache, does have a fever, they maybe something is bothering them, an elbow, a knee, or whatever it is, and they want to take a painkiller? What would you tell them?
You know, there are more natural ways to be able to try to manage your fever. Arnica is a natural, like, anti-inflammatory, omega-3 fish oils. But, you know, I understand mom being concerned. I don't think any one factor is going to be the factor that's going to lead to this. And the good news is that, you know, I work with these problems every day in my centers here in New York, and we change them. They are things that are changeable because there is no injury in the brain in ADHD or autism. There is no genetic mutation most of the time. There are these, you know, epigenetic factors, and we can turn the genes back on. We can help to heal the body and get the brain to work better and create balance in the brain. So, you know, I would say that, you know, if there's a known risk factor and you can avoid it, or then you should avoid it by all means. And even most of these factors are really preconception factors. People, I think, need to, if anything, I hope this wakes people up that before you get pregnant, you should try to really pay attention and you should train for it. I tell people, you know, I ran a marathon. I trained for a year and that was a marathon. Having a baby, you should do the same. You should really look a year out and say, what can I do? And my book is all about this, by the way, about how to be able to identify and manage your preconception body in men and women so that you can lower your risk of having a child with a developmental disability and let them be, not that you're preventing them from being born, but that you want them to be the best version of themselves when they're born.
And I want to make one point of clarification here, right? You are not a medical doctor, correct?
No, I have a degree in chiropractic. I also have a PhD in developmental cognitive neuroscience, and I have a degree in rehabilitation neuropsychology.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure people knew that so that they take whatever information and they have all of it. So just wanted to make absolutely sure of that.
Mm-hmm. And they can find you at drrobertmelillo.com. And you developed the brain balance method, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And the Melillo method, yeah.
Yes. I know there's like a brain balance program here in St. Louis, Brain Balance of Greater St. Louis, I believe. And I've had a couple of friends use that method actually with their own kids.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the people that owns that center texted me yesterday talking to me about this. And yes, they're great centers there, especially the ones in St. Louis, and the people that run and are associated with them are great. They've been around for a long time. I've had the pleasure of going there a number of times. So it's a wonderful city.
Robert Melillo, we appreciate your time. Thank you for your thoughts on this matter. And we, again, thank you for visiting with us.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you.
Robert Melillo, a neuroscientist, clinician, and founder of the Melillo Method, which is an approach for treating neurological and developmental disorders.
You know, I liked what he said, too, about training for pregnancy, kind of like you're training for a marathon, because you do hear about the risk factors, especially if you're older. I know a lot of my friends, right? People are having kids later, not just in their late 30s, but into their 40s. And I think it's considered a geriatric high-risk pregnancy if you're over 27. Like, yep. I think 35 is geriatric or high-risk is 27, which is just insane to me. Yep. That sounds so young. But, yeah, you want to be healthy. You want to be healthy going
sure.
into it. I know I was talking to an OBGYN and asking her questions about being pregnant, having kids when you're older. And she said, I had my daughter when I was 45. She said it's important to have full body health going into the pregnancy during the pregnancy.
Yep.
And that's just smart. It makes sense. You want to take care of a lot of things because, as Dr. Melillo said, there's not necessarily a monocausal source like, you did this one thing. Here's what's going to happen. You want to control as much as you can control.
We should also say that technically, I don't believe he's a doctor. He does not have a doctorate yet. He is working toward those things. But that is from his own website. So I think that, you know, we just need to make it clear that the advice that he's given or his thoughts, this is not from a medical doctor. This is from somebody who has a post, this is what he says, postgraduate professor of childhood developmental disabilities, master's degree in neuroscience, master's degree in clinical rehabilitation, and is completing his doctorate in the same subject. So he is working toward it. And he does have some expertise, but again, not a medical doctor. So people can formulate their own opinions there. Yeah, this is thanks to Jerry Kelly, Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Our 100 Acts of Kindness continues through the end of the year. And who knows, maybe we'll keep being kind later.
Maybe.
Do you think Yeah, in January, are we going to start not?
I think we just regress to the mean January.
Yeah.
Get it? Regress to the mean?
Wow. You know what? I'm going to say this about you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
96% of the time.
Yeah.
You're a real thorn in my sock. Okay? 96% of the time. But there's a 4% where you come up with a banger.
That was a banger.
That was a banger.
The acts of kindness and then regressing to the mean?
We're going to regress to the mean in January.
Dude, actually, Matt, write that down. I think that should be our campaign, actually. It should be our January campaign.
So 100 acts of kindness, Jerry Kelly, 100 acts of kindness through the rest of the year. Then on January 1st, regress to the mean.
I love it. I mean, I love that so much. Hey, I also want to say, are you listening right now and thinking, wow, I would love to meet Amy and Matt Pajeski?
Nobody's ever said that.
Nobody's ever said that.
Well, maybe they're thinking it right now.
Yeah.
Matt and I are going to, along with Jerry Kelly, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, be at the... They do it all. Be at the Alzheimer's Walk at St. Charles Community College this Saturday. I think the walk starts at... Well, we'll be there at 8 a.m. The walk might start at 9. I'm not sure. We're going to be there at 8 a.m. And we'll be with Jerry Kelly. That is a charity, an organization, a cause that is very close to the heart of the people at Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical and Plumbing. And so we are going to be at that walk. So come say hi if you see us at the tent at the Alzheimer's Walk at the St. Charles Community College.
8 a.m. registration.
8 a.m. registration. 9 a.m. walk.
It doesn't say. 10 a.m. ceremony.
Okay. Well, we'll be there at 8. That's all you need to know.
I don't know if we're being insulted by the text line, but here is one that says, in January, it'll be a habit you don't even have to think about for us to regress to the mean. I think they're saying that we would... It's not going to take any effort on our part to be mean because naturally that's us. That's what I think they're saying to us. Also, I should acknowledge Harambe.
Thank you.
Who has texted in multiple times today. And this one here says, I'm still being ignored and I'm losing it.
Harambe.
Sorry, Bubba.
Thank you for texting in. Thank you for being such a loyal listener.
Yeah. And you can be a loyal listener, too. All you got to do is listen.
Listen.
Every day. All day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.